This is
For a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Peace and blessings, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome once again to For a Better Life, and this is Naheed having the honor of hosting you on another episode. This is For a Better Life, where timeless wisdom helps us navigate the complexity of modern life. And today, we speak about something deeply human, yet often misunderstood. The importance of consultation, seeking advice, and allowing ourselves to be guided by others. Many people believe strength means solving everything alone, but wisdom teaches the opposite. Even the strongest minds need reflection. Even the wisest hearts need counsel. And even prophets consulted others. Let us begin with Sa'di, the famous prose writer and poet of Persia. He says, the traveler who refuses the map should not complain when he loses the road. Life itself is complicated. No one sees every danger alone. No one understands every path alone. That is why guidance is a mercy. Now let's talk about the role of consultation in Islam. Our great religion, Islam, places enormous value of consultation. The Holy Book of Quran describes believers as people whose affairs are conducted through mutual consultation. Even our Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, whose wisdom was unmatched, consulted his companions regularly. But why? Because consultation is not a weakness. It is humility. It's maturity. It's intelligence. Also, Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, whoever seeks the advice of others shares in their wisdom. A person alone sees only one angel, but sincere consultation opens windows we could never open alone. Now, why people avoid asking for help? If we walk on the street and start asking our friends and fellow citizens of the society if they like to ask about others' opinions, they usually act like, no, I don't need anyone, I am enough, I have modern technology available. But why is that? Well, many people struggle silently, not because solutions do not exist, but because pride prevents them from asking. Some fear judgment, some fear appearing weak. Some are too stubborn to listen. Sa'di writes, pride closes the ear, and the closed ear walks toward regret. How many mistakes in life happen not because we lacked intelligence, but rather because we lacked humility? A person drowning in confusion often says, I'll handle it myself. But wisdom says, ask those who know. Now, what is the difference between advice and control? Because many of the young people usually struggle and they think, like, if I ask about the idea, about the problem from other people, they might want to seek control over my life. Well, seeking guidance does not mean surrounding your mind completely. Good consultation is not blind obedience. It is thoughtful reflection. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, listen to advice carefully, then weigh it with reasons and wisdom. Not everyone deserves influence over your decisions. Choose carefully whom you consult. People with wisdom, experience, sincerity, emotional balance, and of course, good character. Sadi says, do not ask direction from one who himself is lost. The quality of advice matters deeply. Now let's go for a short break, and then we're going to talk about the healing power of being heard. The healing power that we know someone is around us and is giving us advice and is doing her or his best only for us.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need, all I need, all I need, all I need, oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need to be all I need, and I know that you see how much you need to me. Your love is all I need to be all I can be.
your love is all I need.
Welcome back to For a Better Life, the episode of consultation. Sometimes consultation is not only about answers. Sometimes people simply need someone to truly listen to them. A compassionate listener can reduce half of the burden of the heart. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had said, "The believer is the mirror of the believer. A mirror helps you see yourself clearly. Wise companions help us understand our emotions, our mistakes, our fears, and our hidden strength." Sa'di beautifully writes, "The wound hidden in darkness deepens. The wound exposed to care begins to heal. Silence may protect our pride, but honest conversation often protects the soul." And seeking guidance during major life decisions is another part and another challenge for many people. Some choices shape entire future, like our marriage, career, parenting, migration, friendship, financial decisions, spiritual struggles. These moments require reflection and counsel. Imam Ali alayhi salam had also said, "Before action, seek insight. Before regret, seek consultation." Many regrets begin with impulsive decisions. Sa'di says, "The arrow released without aim cannot be called back." Wise people pause, reflect, ask questions, listen carefully, and then act thoughtfully. So what is the role of the teachers, elders, and mentors in our lives? One of the greatest blessings in life is meeting people who genuinely guide you, like a wise teacher, a patient parent, a sincere mentor, a trustworthy scholar, or a caring friend. These people become lanterns during dark seasons. Imam Baqir alayhi salam had said, "Knowledge gives life to the heart." And those who guide others with sincerity participate in that life-giving light. Sa'di writes, "Fortunate is the youth who finds an elder with wisdom before the road becomes difficult." Never underestimate the value of experienced people. Years teach lessons that books cannot. Sometimes we become emotionally overwhelmed and uncertain. And what is the role of this spiritual consultation here? At such moments, Islam teaches us to seek consultation from wise people, or prayer, or do the reflection and trust in God. And all these things, like istikhara, is not a magic. It is a spiritual act of humility after a sincere effort and consultation, what we call istikhara, or asking, seeking advice from the sources of Islam, is nothing like using magic. It's a spiritual act of humility after sincere effort. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam teaches us, "Whoever seeks God's guidance and consults believers sincerely will not be abandoned. Trust that God can guide hearts through people, conversations, and wisdom." Now, what is the danger of the other side? The danger of isolation. If I am someone who says I would not like other people's ideas, I would rather stay alone and in my own isolated mind make decisions, what are the dangers surrounding me? Isolation can distort thinking. When we stay trapped only inside our own thoughts and mind, our fears grow louder and our perspective narrows. Sa'di writes, "The lone traveler hears every wind as danger. The traveler among companions walks with courage. Human beings were not created to carry even every burden alone. Community matters, guidance matters, connection matters. Even emotionally strong people need support." And this is one of the teachings of Islam. We've got to learn this lesson from our religion, that we are not created alone. We're created in our community, in our society, and that is for the sake of our own future and our own life and those moments that we need someone, or even we simply need a shoulder to cry on. Now, consultation is not only about receiving guidance. It's also about becoming trustworthy enough to guide others. Let's ask ourselves, do people feel safe speaking to me? Do I listen without judgment? Do I keep others' secrets? Do I advise sincerely or selfishly? Imam Ali alayhi salam says, the best advisor is the one who seeks your growth, not your approval. Sometimes sincere advice is uncomfortable, but truth spoken kindly is a form of mercy and love. To make better decisions through consultation, what are some practices that we can do? How can we help ourselves make better decisions? Well, some of them can be like pausing before major decisions, speaking to people of wisdom and integrity, avoiding consulting angry or emotionally unstable individuals, praying before important conversations, or reflecting calmly instead of rushing, separating our ego from truth, and accepting correction with humility. As Sa'di Shirazi writes, the cup already full cannot receive fresh water. Humility allows growth. Dear listeners, life was never meant to be walked alone. Sometimes guidance comes through a teacher, a parent, a friend, a scholar, or even a single sentence spoken at the right moment. Do not fear asking for help. Do not confuse pride with strength. Real strength is knowing when to seek wisdom beyond yourself. Sa'di leaves us today with these beautiful words. The wise man reaches the destination safely because he asks the road before walking it. May God surround you with sincere advisors, wise companions, and people who guide your hearts toward goodness. And may you also become a source of wisdom, comfort, and clarity for others. Thank you for joining us today on another episode of For a Better Life. Until the next time, may your decisions be guided, your heart be peaceful, and your journey be illuminated with wisdom. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?